Last time, on the usual time,
you'd see the towers of this crumbling castle off in the distance through the trees.
I know King Grohl lives here.
Let's do this, but let's be very quiet and sneaky.
And she just stormed off towards the castle.
I want to find a different way in.
Shadow's going to pretend to be my prisoner and we're going to sneak in here.
You'll see something looks kind of amiss. You see that there's dusty canvas covering this rubble painted on so that it looks like stonework.
Should we just go in that room, which certainly has goblins in it, and just instead of engaging in a fight, just talk to them and see what they have to say?
They see you come in, see that you're not a goblin nor a bugbear, and immediately reach for their weapons.
I'm going to touch myself and look really scared. All right, wild magic surge.
Remember, guys, we need at least one of them still kicking. Bind his arms, and what does he have on? Or what do they all have on? Let's loot them.
Chainmail, a longbow, and a long sword, and they all have a shield. Aside from that, they're not particularly rich. You find about 5 coppers on each of them, so split that up however you want.
Yeah, I'm gonna, like, tap, tap, tap on this guy to wake him up.
While you're attempting to resuscitate him, we're going to skip to Hoyt. You had just entered another room when we quit, I believe. As you peek into this room, you don't see much. It's pretty dark. You can't really even make outlines of where the room ends.
I'm not so dumb as to light a fire, so I probably wouldn't go into this room after checking in, and if I don't hear any activity, or like, I think that was a caveat last time, was I wasn't going in unless if I heard anything. So if it is so dark that I can't even see like light coming through another door or anything, yeah, I would go back.
Okay. Yeah, you can't see shit. So you go back into the room you had been in previously. As I had explained, you have a curtain to the north of you that you had gone through. You have a curtain to the south of you that you had peeked around. There is a door on the opposite side of this room on the east, which you had heard some voices through. Looking through the curtain on the south end of the room, you had seen another door on another wall very far south, and there was a corner going around to the west.
Okay, then I would go to the south end and investigate that room.
Okay, you step through the curtain. There's rubble on either side of you. You're kind of in like a 5-foot-wide corridor. You walk about 20 feet to the south, and you are face-to-face with a door. If you look to your right, there is another door. And sorry, I should be using west. If you look to the west, there's another door about 10 feet over. So you've got a door directly to the south and a door directly to the west.
I will listen at both of them in turn.
The southernmost door, you hear nothing. The eastern, or Jesus Christ, the western door.
Yep.
You hear a lot of noise coming from this room. It kind of sounds like, almost like you might hear in a tavern, just lots of voices talking over each other.
No, I'm not about that scene. So, if the south door was quiet, and I would go there and I would test the door handle to see if it was locked.
It budges. You can turn it.
I will cautiously open it, attempting to be as stealthy as possible.
You are able to open it. You don't see anything outside as far as people. Directly in front of you after you open the door is a wall. If you look to the west, you see there is a staircase leading down to the ground. This is an exit. It's the exit you had seen when you were making your rounds about the castle on the southern side.
Oh. I go back in and I close the door behind me. I'm going to go all the way back and try the quieter voices door that was on
sure.
the east.
Yep, you can make your way back there without a problem. Not much has changed. You can still hear some voices coming through the door. Are you you're being sneaky about this? Can I get a stealth check?
Sure. 24.
Okay, yeah, you can open this door without much of a problem. So you open this door and you see directly in front of you, 15 feet, there is another door. Okay. If you look, you're facing east now, yeah. And if you look south, the room kind of makes like a zigzag. It goes in 5 feet, then south 5 feet, then in 5 more feet, and then south 5 more feet, and there's a curtain at the southern exit of this room. So you've got a door straight ahead to your east, a curtain to your southeast.
Was this like a hallway thing, or is there a substantial actually room?
Glorified hallway.
Okay. I'm gonna get, and I guess, just spot check from where I am if I hear anything in either way.
As you approach the easternmost door, the noise definitely gets louder. Let me see if you hear anything specific. So as you approach this door, you can hear inside that there is a very loud, animated character. You can make out some of what he's saying. It sounds as if he's demanding payment for something. In between his rambling, you hear another voice that sounds much more gentle, calm, cool, and collected, if you will.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Was there anything coming from the southern curtain direction?
If you take a listen through the curtain, you will hear two gruff voices just carrying on about random bullshit. You can hear the conversation pretty clearly. It's in common. And it doesn't really sound like anything particularly interesting.
Okay, I want to go to that east door, and I want to just sit there and get as much information as I can, I guess. I'm hoping that I hear someone mention a certain name.
How long are you going to wait?
Well, I probably wouldn't actually engage unless I knew for sure that Gundren was either in there or for sure one of the occupants of there knows of his location. So, I mean, if there was any mention of his name, Gundren's name, a dwarf, anything, you know, trigger words.
Yep, you wouldn't hear Gundren's name mentioned, but you would definitely make out the word dwarf once or twice.
Can I get a context or not really?
You would have heard him mentioning payments, and I don't know how much of this you're actually hearing clearly, but let's say payment, blah, 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 kidnap, blah, 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 dwarf, blah, blah, blah.
All right, those are the necessary words. so I heard two voices, the calm, cool, collected one and the other one.
Yep. The rowdy sounding voice is demanding payment. The other one is basically trying to belay him.
As soon as I heard mention of a dwarf, period, I would have likely just stood and opened the door and went in. I don't think there's a sense of stealth here necessarily. I'd have a dagger in both hands, but I'd walk in. Not like run in, I would say, but I'm not necessarily being stealthy either. I just want to walk in and actively be looking at as much in the room as I can before I necessarily reveal myself.
Okay. You open the door, and as you do, you see a large, gruff, pretty scarred and battle-ready looking bugbear. You also see a also scarred and battle-ready looking wolf laying off in one of the corners of the room. And facing the bugbear and calmly speaking with him is a female, as far as you can tell, black-skinned, white-haired woman.
I've probably never seen one of these before. What do they do as I enter?
They would stop what they're doing and look towards the door, and the drow would do nothing. The wolf would get up and start to snarl, and King Groll would say, "How dare you enter my chambers?"
I'm just going to say, where is he?
Roll for initiative.
12.
I'll give you a bit of a better description of the room before we do this. So you open the door directly across the room. It's about 20 feet wide. And it's, okay, so you're looking at a semicircle, 20 feet across straight in front of you if you're looking east. And then if you look north, there's 20 more feet. If you look south, there's 10 feet.
Okay.
To the southeast of the room is a table with four chairs around it. And on the opposite end of the table, you see a unconscious, familiar-looking dwarf. King Groll and the black woman would have been arguing in the northernmost end of the chamber. They would have been close to each other. And the dog would have been directly across the chamber by a fire pit, just, you know, hanging out by the heat. So that's what you see when you enter. I'll get you more details if you make it out of this alive. You now have a angry bugbear that is charging you. Lucky you.
Is it lucky?
Not really. I mean, to be completely honest, this is a pretty dumb move on your part. But I can't say I'm surprised. Anyway, this guy is going to rush you. He's going to take a swing at you with his club. Morningstar. Almost a club. So he's going to take a swing at you with his Morningstar. What's your AC?
14.
It will miss. You are up next. The elf is going to hang back and do nothing. The wolf is still just kind of standing at attention. What do you want to do?
I attack with my main hand. The attack roll is 14.
That will miss.
I attack with my second dagger.
Okay.
This will be 17.
That will hit.
3 damage.
Okay. On his turn, Groll is going to say, "Are you just going to stand there, woman?" And he'll take another swing at you. And this one will hit for 8 damage. Your turn.
I would say out loud in her direction, I have no quarrel with you yet, as I attack with my main hand.
Uh-huh.
Nat 20.
Okay, that will definitely hit.
I do 12 damage.
Okay.
I'm going to disengage back into the hallway with my bonus action.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, in my mind, I'm thinking bottleneck effect. That I don't want the wolf to be able to get to me, and possibly limit his mobility. Because, I mean, obviously, I can only move my 30 feet, so I realize he's going to get to me again, but... Yeah, so I'm going to back up into this hallway a bit, just so that it's bottlenecked, and then end turn.
Okay, you can do that. He will follow you into the hallway.
Uh-huh.
And call for his wolf, whose name is Snarl.
I hate it.
And he will also say, "Guards!" And, two hobgoblins will come rushing through the curtain from the south. Who I will roll initiative for.
What a pussy.
The hobgoblins will see you. And they're actually going to turn around and disappear behind the curtain again.
What about
the wolf? The wolf will stay behind his master. Looking through the doorways, if you look around King Grohl and back into his quarters, you see the dark elf moving towards where you knew Gundren was.
Fucking fuck.
He's going to take another swing at you. This attack will miss, and it'll be your turn.
Action, disengage, bonus action, dash.
Yeah, so you're dashing through the curtain to the south?
Correct.
You can get, I mean, you can go all the way south if you want, but as you're dashing through the first curtain, if you look to the east, you see two hobgoblins have blocked your path.
Going into the east?
No, they're in the middle of this, the room that was like a crossroads. So you, I'm basically telling you, you can't go that way unless you're going to engage these guys.
How much movement have I used?
20 feet.
I run back to the north and go out the way I came in.
You can get 10 feet outside.
Okay. That's all I got, so.
It'll be the hobgoblin's turn. They'll come rushing after you, but won't be able to catch you with your dash action. The wolf is still stuck behind King Grohl and won't be able to move on his turn. King Grohl, however, will. He'll be able to get to the exit, but he won't be within melee range of you.
Throw main hand dagger.
Okay.
Miss really bad. I imagine I kind of like turn and do this even as I'm continuing to run. Bonus action, dash action.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to just circle around to the west.
Okay. So you're just going to kite him, basically, because he's going to follow.
I'm going to run my 60 feet and see what happens.
Okay. He will dash after you. Shortly on his heels is his wolf. The two hobgoblins would not have given up chase either. They are shortly behind. So this is like a Scooby-Doo hallway chase situation going on here.
I go in through a door, they go in through after me, I come out of a door, and they come out through a different one? Nice.
Yep, that kind of shit.
If I go another turn, do any of them appear to be gaining on me?
Yes, the wolf is slowly gaining ground on you.
So I'm going to keep essentially kiting, and I'll switch the target of my daggers to the wolf.
Okay.
So I'm essentially just going to keep doing throw one, run, throw one, run, throw one, run, until the three remaining daggers I have are gone.
Okay. So let's have you do your first attack roll. We'll say you're still on the eastern side of the castle at this point, and the wolf has overtaken its master and is now closing in on you.
Okay. So you want the attack roll now?
Yep. First one against the wolf.
19.
That will hit.
Seven damage.
Okay. He doesn't look happy. So you can take another dash action. You can get to the southeast corner, just about around the bend. You can take another attack. You have a wolf that will catch up to you on the next turn.
Oh, fuck it. Attacking.
Okay.
21.
21 hits.
6 damage.
He's still standing. But he does look like he's taking quite a beating. So on this next turn, which he's after you, so he'll catch you. He's going to make an attack on you. AC is 14.
Yep.
His attack will miss. Just by the skin of his teeth. So you have a wolf that's right on you now.
He bites for my leg, but he only gets my pants.
Yes. Yes.
So all the other ones are essentially the same distance from me here?
Yep, they're pretty much equidistant from where you had initially begun this chicanery.
I'm going to just melee swipe at it with my dagger and hope that I can kick it.
Attack roll, please.
Nat 20.
Hits.
8 damage.
You're able to get a perfect angle on this guy's throat and slice it, and you see blood just gush out from his neck, and the wolf falls over dead.
God damn it, Brandon.
And you hear from behind him a painful cry, followed by Grohl shouting the words, "Snarl, no!"
Yes. okay, now we'll essentially have dash away again.
Yep. Infinite dash. Instead of doing this turn by turn, tell me your plan of attack.
How do you want to handle my ability to dash twice in one turn?
You can do that. Well, I guess you can, because you can use it as a bonus action, huh?
Yes, I can.
I'll say you can do that every other turn.
I guess I will be doing that as often as I can to try to gain ground on these guys.
Okay.
All the way to the point where I get to this stairway that I know of to get back inside.
You can get to the base of that stairwell.
Okay, well, my intent is to, from this point, essentially go back in, leaving as little trace as possible, closing necessary door behind me, and then making for Gundren immediately.
Okay, you can do that. Shortly after you round the corner, you'll hear the cries of King Grohl as he mourns the loss of his pet. You'll also hear the hard claps of boots on the ground and the jingle of chainmail still approaching you. If you peek out around the corner, you can see the hobgoblins are still on your trail.
Their jingle jangle makes me think I'm in a car.
Yes, exactly. They're about 20 feet to the east of you.
Damn. I did not get nearly as much separation as I thought.
They're hauling ass.
When I go up these stairs and turn inside, there is a door there, yeah?
Yep, so if you go up the steps and through the door, you see 20 feet in front of you is a familiar curtain. Directly to your left is another door, and if you have any sense of recollection here, you would remember this is the door that had multiple voices coming from it.
Yeah, the raucous laughter, tavernish scene.
Yep.
Vibe. Going through this door, does it look like there's any means that I can sabotage its mechanism, or...
With quick thinking, the only way you can think to sabotage it, especially in the rush you're in, would be to break it. But you realize that doing so would call the attention of the people in the room over.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of what I figured. I will take the time to close the door behind me in a...
Okay. We'll say that subtracts 15 movement.
That's fine. In a moderately quiet...
Between opening and closing the door.
And then I'm proceeding through all necessary curtains, streamlining straight for Gundren again.
You can get to the first room that you had come in to the castle in, like the room that has the facade wall, and then that room. You can't get any closer to the bedchamber at this point.
Okay.
The hobgoblins will they won't know where you went. One of them is gonna continue running around the side of the castle to try and find you that way. The other is going to turn around this little corner here and make up the steps. You don't see them on this turn. It's your turn. What do you want to do?
I continue into the room where I saw Gundren.
You can make it. You don't even have to dash. In this room, you see the black woman from before. She is perched near one of the arrow slits, and has, by the hair, a familiar-looking dwarf. And adorning his neck in her hands is a very sharp-looking dagger. As you enter, she calmly says, please don't take another step.
I just want to clarify for appropriate response that I probably would have came into this room at full speed, so...
Uh-huh.
And slammed on the brakes when I saw her and him in said state. And I likely would have just like collapsed down to my knees and dropped my dagger looking at her and be like, what do you want?
She would say, how much has Gundren told you?
Told me about what? I don't care. I don't care what you're doing here. I just don't kill him.
She kind of smiles and says, he has some information that is very important to our cause. I have yet to question him, but I will kill him if you make a move towards me.
I'll do anything, just please don't.
She's not going to say anything, but she's going to start dragging Gundren with the knife to his neck and angling towards the door that you rushed through.
I'm going to turn as she goes and just say, please, take me with you at least. I've come so far to find him.
She's, again, not going to respond, but as she reaches the door, she's going to drop his body, turn, and bolt. And as she turns, you can see that she has a rolled-up piece of parchment stuffed into her waistline.
I probably honestly won't even see it because I care infinitely more about Gundren.
Sure.
I forego that perception check.
That's fine. And you can say that you were too distraught to notice. It's fine.
Yeah, like if it's possible, this would be one of those I want to catch him before he hits the ground things.
Dex save?
Oh, I'm not going to see. Oh, wait, save. Hold on. That's a bigger number. 15? Oh, no, 13. 13. 13.
Okay. You weren't far from where she dropped him, and I guess if you had at all anticipated it, which I don't know how you would have, but we'll say you did. You are able to dive with your arms outstretched beneath his lifeless body and stop his fall. Sorry, not lifeless. His limp body.
Okay. I'm like, I'm just grabbed a cold corpse. The tears are coming.
About this same time, you hear in the room beyond that a hobgoblin is yelling at something. And you hear a slight commotion in the original room you had come into in the castle. And then it quiets down a little bit. For now, you're in pseudo turn-based. I'm gonna quit with you because we've been doing you for a long time.
Oh, you've been doing me so long.
What are you guys doing?
I got stamina.
We're questioning. I'm waking up the hobgoblin that we've taken captive, tied up.
Yeah, you guys can do that. We'll say it takes about 5 to 10 minutes before he's brought around and sputters back to consciousness.
Hi, me again. You're quite the rude bunch of fellows, aren't you?
Should've listened. He'll spit in your direction.
Does it hit me?
Dex save.
12?
Yes. Not in the face, but it does hit you.
Did you just roll for attack on spit?
Kind of.
I'm so happy.
Roll for apples? As I said before, we have business with King Groll. Please point us to his direction.
I would like to point out that though the spit did miss your face, there was a fair amount of blood mixed in with it, your pure white robe has been tarnished.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say I haven't noticed it yet.
I'm not telling you nothing.
Sorry. Perfect voice.
Wow. that's a pretty good voice. If you don't tell us anything, you'll end up just like your friends. And
you think I'm scared to die?
Plus 5 badass points.
Sorry. Ooh. Alright, how does this sound? If you don't tell us any helpful information, I'll make sure that everybody in here dies. Every single one of the people you know.
I don't give a shit about
those. I immediately drive my dagger into his head.
He's dead.
And then I see the stain, and I pick up his longsword and just start thrashing his body with it.
Shadow, what do you do in response to this?
Like, think Star Wars, Kylo Ren, data center.
Does the longsword have a crossguard?
Of course it does.
Of course it does. I take a big step back.
Yeah, Droop is also kind of like backing off with his hands like out in front of him.
I'm cursing at the goblin as I am just swinging at him.
In your neglectful rage, the blood splatter from the sword swings has just coated your robe.
It's fine. We're all fine here. Now I'm just covered in blood. It's awesome.
You're basically, yes. You look like Carrie.
All right. I take the sword.
Okay.
I keep it. Well,
Let's keep moving, shall we? And I start heading in the direction, in the eastern direction that we heard voices previously.
Yep. You can head that way. So you're just going to go right through the door?
Yeah, I'm going to kick it open.
Oh, damn. You own the place, huh?
Yes.
All right. So this chamber is at the northern end of the tower, the castle. Once you throw open the door, you see in the center of the room is a stone altar. And on top of the altar are tons of blood stains on this black-looking cloth. There are various ritual implements that you see from afar are gold. There's a chalice, a knife, and a censer. They're all carefully arranged on top of this black cloth on the altar.
You said they're all gold?
Yes, they're all gold. To your south, there are two archways, and they're on either end of the southern portion of this room. And both are covered with very heavy curtains. You also see that there are three goblins in this room. They are all wearing filthy robes over leather armor, and they all appear to be praying, kind of like worshiping at this altar.
Until now. Since I'm probably looking pretty disturbing right now, I'm going to walk in and be like, hey, you, get over here right now.
They will look up at you. They'll just go back to praying at their altar.
What's going on? Who are these goblins? I'm going to walk up. They're all at the altar with these, like, golden things?
Yep.
I'm going to walk up to them. Do they have any weapons on them, or are they just praying?
You can see each one of them has a dagger strapped to their side.
I'm going to come in. Can I step in front of them?
They're all like, you'd have to be on top of the altar to be in front of them.
I jump on the altar.
Okay, you are now on the altar. Now they grab for their daggers.
Why would I expect anything different?
They haven't attacked yet, but the one of them says,
what are you doing? Leave us to our worship.
And what is it that you worship? Who is it that you worship?
We worship my goobly blah, blah. Some word I can't say.
Maglubiat. Yeah, that's what I would say too, Maglubiat.
And I'm going to say, I will leave you to your praying if you point me in the direction of King Grove.
They'll look at each other, and the one that's been speaking will kind of shrug and say,
he's over there,
and points to the east.
What's on this altar with me again?
There's a gold knife, there is a gold censer, and a gold chalice.
What the hell's a censer?
It's like a bowl, kind of.
It's the thing that has, like, the incense burning inside of it.
Oh, okay. I grab the knife.
Initiative rolls.
Do I get a reaction to him doing that?
Yeah, you could have been doing whatever during that, so what were you doing during that?
I am using light weaponry. So what I want to do is have both quarterstaffs in my hands, swinging them about.
What? It's awesome!
And, because I got two now.
It's like some kung fu panda shit.
Is he, like, perched on this altar and you're just in the background swinging these staffs around?
I'm just standing behind the goblins, swinging them, my staffs. And when...
Are you making sound effects?
No.
Okay.
Are my staves making noise? Doesn't matter. They're too.
Slight swooshes.
Yeah, swooshes. And if he, when he does this, I just want to take a swing at the nearest goblin.
Yes.
Fine. I'll give you one surprise attack. I don't know if either of you were paying attention, but at the mention of Magubliet, Droop kind of would have got a fearful look on his face.
I was not paying attention.
Definitely not.
You can attack one of these guys. Go ahead and roll attack.
17.
That'll hit.
3 damage.
Okay.
Kapow!
Just can you imagine just in the back of his head, like, thwack!
Alright. He cries out in pain, but doesn't go down. Now I need initiative rolls.
Ooh, that's a big one. 6.
Okay.
12.
12, okay. Alright. The goblin that you attacked, Shadow, is going to turn and take a slice at you with his dagger. And will horribly, horribly miss.
He's trying to dodge swinging quarterstaffs and just...
The other one that was not speaking to Luna will also turn and take a slice at you. And will hit. He will connect with you for... 4 damage, and I'm assuming he's probably like slicing at your calf or maybe your thigh because you're way taller than him.
Low blow, man.
The other one that had been addressing you, Luna, will leap towards the altar and take a swing at you, and will miss. That'll make it your turn, Luna. You have one within melee range.
So, is this knife? Is it, like, does it work as a dagger?
It is specifically called a knife, so I'm going to say it's a makeshift weapon if you're going to use it.
So that's, like, 1 damage?
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking slice him with... Yeah, I guess since I have it, and since I already picked it up, I have to attack with it. But I'm also going to attack with a dagger as well.
Okay.
Doesn't really make sense for me not to be able to. And so that will be a 20 unnatural.
Damn, son. Yeah, that hits.
Ooh. That will be 6 damage.
Okay.
And now I'm going to attack him with the knife.
Okay.
Alright, 17.
Hits.
7 damage.
No.
Well, total.
Well, yes. Yes, total, but not for that. Shadow, your turn.
So now I'm going to smack this guy again because he didn't learn his lesson.
All right.
With 13.
That'll hit.
And 3 damage.
That hits, and he grabs his head, but doesn't go down.
Master of all right, well, second quarterstaff. Lame quarterstaff.
Okay.
That's 14.
That'll hit.
4 damage.
Yep, this time you like you grab his head and you bring his other staff down and it like breaks all his fingers and he falls over dead.
Yeah. That's right. Pretty much.
Praying to the wrong god.
I was like, that's exactly what I say. I'd say it to the other goblin.
If either of you are paying attention, you will notice that Droop has not engaged and looks still pretty afraid. The other goblin that was next to the one you killed will attack you again, but will miss. The one that was attacking you, Luna, will attack you. This one will hit.
for 2 damage.
Nah, I'm pissed.
That'll make it your turn, Luna.
Dagger! 19.
That'll hit.
5 damage.
You slice him clear across the chest, and he clutches it as he falls backwards and dies.
Fuck that guy. And,
there's one remaining that's attacking Shadow.
I will swipe at him with the knife.
Yeah, okay.
12. Flat.
12?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll hit.
1 damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shadow. Go for it, buddy.
So, yeah.
Rinse, repeat.
Hold on. Does he look like he's ready to fight to the death? He did attack me again.
You ruined the altar of their god. They're pissed.
I didn't do a damn thing.
You were with her.
They don't even know that.
Guilty by association.
I attack with my engraved quarterstaff. 18.
That'll hit.
For 4 damage.
Okay.
And I attack with my remaining quarterstaff. Nat 20.
Damn, son.
5 damage.
Yep. You connect. You hit this guy like across the side of the face. And, you hear his neck just snap, and he goes down.
Dead.
And I look at him, I'm like, I get up close to his dead body, I'm like, the cat god speaks through me.
Oh, jeez.
And I sheathe my weapons.
You'll hear Droop pipe up in fear and say,
you guys shouldn't mess with Magoobliet. He's really bad.
I turn to him, and I'm like, I say the same thing. I'm like, the cat god speaks through me. I fear no goblin.
He'll say,
Goblins aren't very strong, but Magoobliet's strong.
I'm going to be like, what's a Magoobliet?
He'll say,
let me consult the Dungeon Master's Guide.
I'm waiting. Need a little information.
Magoobliet's the Battle Lord. He's known as the Goblin God of War.
Goblin God War.
That's the one!
I look back at the goblins I just wasted, and I'm like, well, he's not very helpful, is he?
Shh, you're gonna piss him off!
I scoff, and I look at where Luna was standing initially.
Let's just get out of here, please. I don't want to be in here anymore.
Man, I think I'm probably gonna take the knife.
Okay. You may. You're just leaving the other stuff?
I'm like motion for Shadow, like kinda like a like look at that cup, the bow. Man. I'm like deep.
What am I gonna do with this stuff?
Alright, I'm like, I'm sure I can find use for it, and I just take it off.
Okay. For your reference, you can assign these values to whichever of the items you would like, but they are 150, 60, and 120 gold, respectively. Hoyt, you caught Gundren before he hit the ground. At long last, your quest has found an end.
I can die happy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Just kidding. Two
reunited with your life.
And then you get stabbed through the heart.
By Gundren.
The Hobgoblin.
How Game of Thrones of you?
No, it'd be Gundren.
He was a goblin all along.
Okay, so... cursory check to see... Actually, no. I know I can't do anything medically for him anyways, so I just want him out of this place.
Uh-huh.
I'm picking him up, and I don't know however this works. Believe it or not, he probably is shorter than me, so I'm going to piggyback him, I guess. Throw him over my shoulder as best as I can to try to piggyback him out.
Okay.
And I'm going out kind of cautiously, because obviously something just happened up ahead here.
Yep.
I'm not sure what.
So you can get to the original room you came in through.
Uh-huh. And I came through a door there, right? So there should be a doorway.
Yep. So you leave the quarters through a door, you walk 15 feet forward, you go through another door, and you're back in the room you started in.
Okay. Do I hear slash see anything as I approach or when I get there? Whichever comes first.
You hear a commotion to the south, which would be where the curtain is. If you look to the north, you can see that the curtain that was being used as a facade is propped open. And off in the distance, you can see a hobgoblin sprinting after a black woman.
And that was through the entryway to the north?
Yep.
I'm going to use that as a distraction. I just want out.
So you're going out the north?
Correct.
You get to the exit.
Uh-huh.
And you hear from behind you,
"Where do you think you're going?"